Peanut allergies could become a thing of the past, with breakthrough research from the University of South Australia developing a novel vaccination poised to cure the potentially life-threatening condition. Peanuts are one of the most common food allergies and the most likely food to cause anaphylaxis or even death. One of the researchers from University of South Australia, Dr. Preethi Eldi, joins us now to discuss further. Good morning.
Morning, Tom. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you for joining us. So, to begin with, I suppose, so what is the source of a peanut allergy and what causes them?
So peanut allergy, the prevalence of peanut allergy has been increasing significantly worldwide, and particularly in Australia. Now, we don't necessarily know what the exact cause of the allergy is, but there are several theories put out there, which includes the hygiene hypothesis, that there's not enough exposure to dust and bugs, vitamin D deficiency, genetics. So there's no exact cause known for developing allergy.
And globally, are we seeing food allergies on the rise?
Yes, definitely. It's been increasing significantly worldwide. Now, in Australia, there's not only been an increase in children and in adults, but you also have seen a steady increase in the number of anaphylaxis-related hospital admissions because of peanuts.
And the reason we're speaking with you today is because of the new peanut allergy vaccine. How would this work?
So in allergic individuals, the peanut proteins get mistakenly identified as allergens. And what the body does to combat it is release certain molecules which are responsible for the allergic reaction. Now, what we have done in our quest to develop a vaccine is we have packaged the same peanut proteins, but we have put some safety brakes on them, and we have introduced them into a vaccine platform. And what that does is when the person gets vaccinated, the immune cells are tricked to not see peanut as an allergen anymore. And in that process, the immune system gets reprogrammed to shift the response away from allergic to one which is a tolerant response, or one which is similar to seen in normal people.
We're speaking with researcher from University of South Australia, Dr. Preethi Eldi, about a new peanut allergy vaccine that has been discovered. So what could a vaccine like this achieve?
So essentially, in peanut allergic individuals, even accidental consumption of very small amounts of peanut can lead to an allergic reaction. And like you mentioned, it could be a mild reaction from just hives to abdominal cramps, or it could be very severe. It can lead to swelling of the throat, difficulty in breathing, and that needs immediate medical attention. If not, can actually lead to death. Now, this risk factor introduces a significant stress and affects the quality of life of all the peanut allergic individuals. And we are hoping that by developing a vaccine which can prevent these allergic reactions, we are essentially improving the quality of life. And I think that will ease social isolation because of peanut allergy.
And has anything like this vaccine been discovered before?
There are a few immunotherapies which are in clinical trials, but all of them need small amounts of peanut in itself to be administered slowly over a long period of time, some even lifelong. But there's nothing out there which has the potential to cure peanut allergy, especially in a scenario where we have designed our vaccine to be to induce protection in a shot period of time quickly. We've designed it to be safe, and we've designed it importantly to have long-term effects so that the person can be tolerant for life.
And you mentioned potential there. What are your hopes for the future with the research that you already have and what you're looking into in the future?
So we are essentially right now testing the vaccine in some blood samples from peanut allergic patients to show what we are doing is essentially trying to simulate vaccination-like scenarios, but we are trying to do it in the lab in a test tube. We've had very promising results with that. And we hope that once we've wrapped this up in 2021, we'll be able to enter into clinical trials. So we'll start with the phase one clinical trials, which basically establishes the safety of the vaccine in allergic individuals. And if all goes well, we'll then continue on to do the phase two and phase three, which is basically testing the efficacy of the vaccine in a larger cohort of people. And from then on, we hope that we should be able to roll out the vaccine in about 5 years' time from the finishing of the clinical trials.
Well, Preethi, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.